Proverbs. I was listening to Adrian Rogers the other day, and he said something that really was kind of a thought to think about. You know, a proverb is a proverb, and a promise is a promise. And he said, don't take a proverb as a promise. Because a proverb is just a general rule of truth. And he used, like, train up a child in the way he should go. When he is old, he will not depart from it. He said, everything, you know, everybody's got a will, and that's just the way it is. That is not something that you can just bank on.
Yes, that's right.
That's a general rule. If you set the right example and you teach them the right way, they got a lot better chance of making it. But anyway, that's just a thought. I thought about that while I was reading Proverbs today. Now that's nothing to do with what we're going to be talking about tonight. Here's what we're going to talk about. Don't be a fool. And I'll probably preach a message or two or three about this subject because there's too much to cover in one night. But don't you think that's an important matter?
Yes.
You don't want to be a fool. You don't want your children to be fools.
No.
No. You don't want to marry a fool.
No.
No. It's important. And you know, things are kind of divided into two categories, and that's kind of how it is. There's a wise man and a fool.
Yeah.
Is there any in between? Not much, is there? It's kind of either or. Proverbs 12, verse 15. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes. Not in everybody else's eyes, but in his it is. But he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. Fool won't listen. That's one of the main things about a fool is he won't listen. He's right. He don't need anybody telling him anything he knows. That's a mark of a fool. Proverbs 17, verse 10. A reproof entereth more into a wise man than 100 stripes into a fool. You can beat a fool with 100 stripes and he still won't get it. Whereas a wise man, just one reproof's all it takes. Tell him, he'll listen, he'll receive it, and he'll apply it, he'll be better for it. So you see, there's a lot of difference between a fool and a wise man. Proverbs 18 and verse 7, a fool's mouth is his destruction. Wow. One thing about a fool, he's got a big mouth. A fool uttereth. That's the next 29:11. Proverbs 29:11 says, a fool uttereth all his mind. He has no brakes, no bridle. If it crosses his mind, out it comes. He don't know when to shut up. He don't know what not to say. He has no discretion at all with his words. That's the mark of a fool. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. That's a double negative there. You know, a lot of proverbs are a negative and a positive. That's a double whammy right there. Double barrel shotgun. His mouth and his lips are his destruction and the snare of his soul. Proverbs 27 and verse 22, though thou shouldest bray a fool in a mortar among wheat with a pestle, yet will not his foolishness depart from him. Y'all know what a mortar and a pestle is. They, like, you got a mocajete and to grind, make salsa with. But a mortar and a pestle is like a druggist uses, a pharmacist to grind pills and grind powder. And you could put a fool in there and grind him up and with flour. It's never going to. You can grind him to pieces and you still can't get the foolishness out of him. Yep. Among wheat. All right. Proverbs 28 and verse 26. Here's that verse. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. Need to remember that verse. Brother Owen preached on that in 1994, and I never forgot it. I remember that message still, because that burned into my soul, that message about he that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. 11:29. He that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind. And the fool shall be servant to the wise of heart. He that troubleth his own house is mentioned with a fool. You know, it's, and he's a fool. To trouble his own house. All right, one more verse I want to read. 1 Samuel 26 and verse 21. Here's Saul's lament. Then said Saul, I have sinned. Return, my son David, for I will no more do thee harm, because my soul was precious in thine eyes this day. Behold, I have played the fool and have erred exceedingly. So you see, Saul admitted that he was a fool and that he had erred exceedingly. But did it stop him from doing it some more? No. No, he died that way. So, how do we recognize a fool? Or how do we realize that we are one ourselves? Well, I got to looking at this, and the word fool, fools, foolish, foolishly, and foolishness is mentioned in the Bible almost 200 times. Well, that's significant. Anything mentioned that many times, a word that's mentioned that many times besides a and the and, you know, it's important. It's an important issue. So many attributes and character traits and habits and ways of a fool are mentioned that it'd be a long sermon just to read the Bible verses that describe and define a fool in the Bible. It overwhelmed me to look at it. So, Webster's Dictionary says a fool is one who is destitute of reason. Now see, you can have an IQ and not be able to reason. We know people like that.
Yes.
Or the common powers of understanding. And then it says an idiot. Now see, we use that. That's a strong word now to slam somebody with. I mean, it's almost cussing, isn't it? It's a very strong insult, but it actually is a classification of intelligence, you know. Or the ability to reason, rather. Some persons are born fools and are called natural fools. Others may become, I'm reading a dictionary. Others may become fools by some injury done to the brain. Well, I know people like that. I've known people like that through my life. Had an aunt, one of my mom's sisters was like that. She fell down the stairs when she was little and she was never right. She was like a 5-year-old child all of her life. We had a girl in a church in Virginia, same way, fell off a hay wagon. Yeah, and it messed her up forever. In common language, a person who is somewhat deficient in intellect, but not an idiot, or a person who acts absurdly, one who does not exercise his reason. Pay attention to those things, because that's what a fool really is. Acts absurdly, one who does not exercise his reason. You know what that means? He don't think. Don't think. You know anybody don't think? There is like a lawnmower running around in the yard with nobody on it. You know, just they just bump into stuff and crash and run over stuff and in the ditch, and that's how fool is. Somebody that doesn't think. All right, one who pursues a course contrary to the dictates of wisdom. One who pursues a course contrary to the dictates of wisdom. This ain't got no common sense. No sense. In Scripture, a fool is often used for a wicked or depraved person, one who acts contrary to sound wisdom in his moral deportment, one who follows his own inclinations, who prefers trifling and temporary pleasures to the service of God and eternal happiness. Like Psalm 14:1 says, and then another psalm says the same thing, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. So how do you know if you're dealing with a fool? Or how do you know if you're a fool? Well, these things, just look for these in yourself. Don't you think that's, you know, that would be a good idea? Try these shoes on, see if they fit. Well, it worked for Cinderella. I mean, they figured out who she was. I think it would be this good. You know, we're too quick to just say, no, not me, not me, not me. Well, that's a sign of a fool. Yes. When we won't examine ourselves, and when we refuse to see ourselves as other people see us. We can be a fool in a lot of ways, in a lot of different things. We can be a fool in one area and not in another, but it's like a cancer. It'll get you the whole thing. It'll get your whole life, your whole mind, before it's over. Webster didn't cut fools any slack with his definition of the word. He dwelt on it and elaborated on it quite a bit. But let me just say this again: a low IQ does not make a person a fool. It's not about the ability to think and reason. It's about the willingness to think and reason. Neither does a high IQ prevent a person from being a fool. You can be super intelligent and be a fool. And in fact, the higher the IQ, the more likely you are to be a fool, because you lose common sense. I've known people, you know, I mean, you can be an educated fool. You can be an uneducated fool. You can be an educated wise man, or you can be an uneducated wise man. It just depends on how you're willing to use your ability to reason in the truth. You can't reason right without the truth. We've been through this over and over and over. You know, when the lie is introduced to your thought process, you don't reason right anymore. Your thinking is, what the Bible says, froward, crooked, perverted. That's a strong word, but it means the same thing as froward, crooked. It's not the lack of ability to learn, but the lack of a willingness to learn that makes a person a fool. Now that's it. First and foremost is the fact that a fool will not listen to truth and wisdom. I'm going to read some more verses. Proverbs 15:5. A fool despiseth his father's instruction. You got a fool on your hands when you got a boy or a girl that will not listen to their father's or their mother's instruction. You're dealing with a fool. Next time we're going to talk about how to deal with a fool. But you better realize that what you got and what you got to do. And figure out what God wants you to do about it. But he that regardeth reproof is prudent. So a fool despiseth his father's instruction, won't listen. Now, I'm going to jump ahead of myself here a little bit, but foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, right? So what are you going to find children doing? Not listening. Resisting instruction. So if you don't deal with that, you're going to have a grown-up fool on your hands before long, with the stakes a lot higher than spilled Kool-Aid or milk or a mess in the house or fighting and fussing. Now, Proverbs 1:7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. The Bible just says this over and over and over about a fool. He resists, he despises, he hates knowledge and instruction. You can't tell him a thing. The verse we read to start with, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. Now, that's one we ought to put on. Slip that on your foot and see how that fits. Is it ever that way with you? Nobody can tell you. You know. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge? How long? Proverbs 1:22. How long will fools hate knowledge? To the end. The fool simply cannot ever learn, no matter what's done to try to teach him. We've said this, I've read this verse already, 27:22, though thou shouldest bray a fool in a mortar among wheat with a pestle, yet will not his foolishness depart from him. Proverbs 17:10, a reproof entereth more into a wise man than 100 stripes into a fool. So he can't learn. He will not learn because he will not listen. He cannot learn because he will not listen. You can't learn unless you listen. You got to listen or you can't learn. And a fool won't do that because he's always thinking of arguments in his favor. And why he knows that you're wrong and he's right. And why he don't need you telling him how to do anything. The hardships and suffering he brings upon his own head with his foolishness will not teach him anything. He'll simply get up and continue in his foolishness. What would you say about a drunkard? Does he fit the bill? You know, we read there in Proverbs about the drunkard, you know, and the wine, the strong drink. What does it say? Yet who hath woe? Who has sorrow? Who hath woe? Who hath bruises with no cause? You know, and all of that. What does he do? The point I'm trying to make is, what does he do? Yet when I wake, I will seek it yet again. He ain't gonna stop, no matter what happens to him. He's ruined his life. He utters perverse things. He does terrible things and bruises, wounds without cause and all that. But it doesn't. Nothing affects him. Do you ever know anybody like that? Yeah. You remember old Richard Dill? Somebody done shot him with a shotgun in the hip, blowed him all apart. He got stabbed, beat with a shovel. I mean, I can name you guys around here same way. Shot, stabbed, run over with a car, everything in the world. Didn't stop him. That's how a fool is. Nothing stops him. It's a bad deal. So we don't want to raise fools. We don't want to marry a fool. We don't want to be a fool. Don't be a fool. Man, you're ugly. I'm trying to help everybody that'll listen. This is not to say that a fool can't learn. He absolutely can listen and learn things that have to do with the fulfilling of his lust and satisfying his selfishness. He'll listen to what he wants to listen to. I found out that people that are not real sharp, I mean, they're not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but buddy, they can be cunning in their wickedness, in their scheming and planning and lying and hiding and finagling. And y'all know what that word means. Yeah, I've seen them do it. Oh my. So they can, but they won't. The scripture contrasts the wise man with the fool by declaring that wise men will listen and be instructed and corrected. Listen to this, Proverbs 9:9. Give instruction to a wise man and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man and he will increase in learning. See, that's a double positive. We had the double negative a while ago about the fool. Now you got the double positive about the wise man. If he'll listen. So whatever you tell him, he's got it. And he'll be wiser. Teach a just man and he will increase in learning. Proverbs 8:38, hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Proverbs 19:20, hear counsel and receive instruction that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. You know, this learning and knowledge, it's an accumulative thing that goes on all through life. And if you don't want to end up bad on the tail end of this thing, you better learn your way through life. Keep what you get. Don't throw it away. And don't think you got enough so you can just coast and quit learning. Life's about learning. And so children need to start it early. And they're good at learning. But here's where the parents come in. And everybody else that has any influence on them. You got to watch what they learn. All right. The scripture here, let me see here. Let me just move on down here. The wise man understands that life is about listening and learning, and especially learning from the Word of God and from godly people. Both of those things makes a big difference in your life. You stay around ungodly people all the time, it's going to be a detriment to your life.
Yes, sir.
I mean, evil communication corrupts good manners. All right, help me. Tired tonight. So, for the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. Got that? That's the way of life. Well, when I'm 18, I'll be my own boss. Now, I won't have to listen to nobody anymore. That's the attitude everybody's got. Is that the way life works? That's not the way life works. Children get tired of being told what to do and told things. And they hate school. Life is school.
Yes, sir. That's right. Yes, sir.
And the easiest school you'll ever have is when you're sitting at your desk reading your little books and filling out your papers and taking your tests on paper. Life's school is a lot harder than that. I mean, it's a lot more roughshod. But life's about learning. It's the way of life. Reproofs of instruction are the way of life. Reproof. Well, that means something. It's been, you learn again what you already learned one time. Have any of you ever learned the same lesson over and over? Oh, yes. Oh. I didn't have kindergarten. I didn't have kindergarten when I was a kid. That's how long ago that's been. But I knew kids that flunked kindergarten. Yeah. Later in life, I did. I knew some kids. That's bad. You want to learn how to pass. You don't want to flunk in life. Man, it costs you dearly. All right, fools and the wicked have so much in common. And many times they're spoken of as one and the same in the Bible. Psalm 50, verse 16, 17 says, this is what it says. But unto the wicked God saith, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes? So unto the wicked God says, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes? Or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth? All right. Y'all listening to what he said? God says to the wicked, what are you doing talking about my law? And what's it doing in your mouth? Seeing that thou hatest instruction, and castest my words behind thee. What are you doing talking about it and telling other people about it when you won't listen and you won't do it yourself? No one's branded a fool for one mistake or even a few. It's only when a person continues to refuse instruction and continues to make foolish choices after a long time and shows no sign of ever learning from his mistakes, then others begin to decide, this is a fool. He is a fool. She is a fool.
Yep, that's right.
Most people are patient with others, and especially young people, because we all understand children and young people are just starting out. And if, you know, what was that deal the other day, Seth? It said, if you can't look back on your young life and see that you were an idiot, you probably still are one. And that's a fact. Because we can all look back on our young life and think, oh my goodness, what a fool I was. And so we can look at the young people now. I've learned to do that. I've learned to have patience with them because I see them. You know, I see them doing some of the dumbest things and just, you know, bad things. Oh my, don't do that. But it's not the end for them necessarily. They're young. I'm not condoning sin or anything like that. I'm just saying, when you're young, you're not wise. And you do foolish things. And people have patience with you because they did the same thing. The ones who made it and didn't die as a fool.
Yeah, that's right.
See, you're fooling with something that's deadly though.
That's true.
And so that's what concerns older people when yes. they're looking at the younger people and seeing what they're doing and they realize what this can come to, what that road can take them to. And it's so it's fretful. Most people are patient with young people. But so it isn't until sometime later in their life that others begin to think of them as a fool. You know, somebody's 30 years old and still out partying and acting like they're 19 or something. They're a fool. You ought to be grown up long before then. I mean, you ought to be more mature. You get that old, there's not much doubt. You still acting like a fool? You are one. So most people understand that everybody makes mistakes and makes bad choices and suffers the consequences as they grow up and mature. We all understand that. But some people just never seem to learn from their mistakes and their bad choices and their sin. Proverbs 27 verse 22. I won't read it again. I've already read it twice. Though thou shouldest bray a fool in a mortar among wheat with a pestle. You can't, you know, you just can't. No matter what happens to them or how hard it gets for them, they simply never seem to get it or wake up. They just continue to blindly seek their own way and ignore all correction, instruction, counsel from those who desire to help them. Don't be a fool. Don't be a fool. Don't be that way. Lay down your pride. Isn't that a fool has pride? And I've always wondered, why are they proud of it? Because nobody else thinks they're nothing but a fool. So why are they proud? How can you be proud? Isn't that funny how pride works? The people who are the most proud have the least to be proud of. That's a fact. But that's the way it works. People who go into these sins like adultery and all, there's a pride factor involved in it. Yeah. Junk I'm seeing now just blows my mind. And I know that what I just said is a factor in it. What they ought to be ashamed of, they're proud of. Somehow they think other people look at them and think they're really something, you know. I mean, they really, wow, I didn't realize they was that attractive or that. No, people are not thinking that. People are thinking, you're a fool. You're a fool. To be thought of or branded as a fool is one of the worst things that can happen to a person. It's a tragedy for the foolish person. And it's a tragedy for all whose lives he is entangled with. Proverbs 17 and verse 21. This is a hard verse. He that begetteth a fool doeth it to his sorrow. And the father of a fool hath no joy. Proverbs 17 and verse 25, a foolish son is a grief to his father and bitterness to her that bare him. Isn't that true? Here's another one. 13, Proverbs 19:13, a foolish son is the calamity of his father and the contentions of a wife are a continual dropping. There's a man with lots of trouble right there. It's all because of a fool. Fool don't just hurt themselves. They hurt everybody that's around them. They're the calamity of other people's lives. Especially their father and their mother. And the contrast of being a wise person. Here's the contrast. Proverbs 23 verse 15-16. My son, if thine heart be wise, my heart shall rejoice, even mine. Yea, my reins shall rejoice when thy lips speak right things. Amen. Oh yeah, there's the blessing. Yes. There's the wonderful thing. No one has any use for a fool. They're rejected by everybody. Even other fools don't want nothing to do with them. Eventually, fools have their song. I read that verse, you know. It's better than to listen to the song of fools. I wonder what they sing about. Turn on your radio. Yeah. Fools make a mock at sin.
Yes.
They laugh. They sing about that. No one will put any confidence or trust in a person when they've concluded that he or she is a fool. Will you? You ain't going to hire a fool to build you a house. You ain't going to hire a fool to work on your car. You ain't going to hire a fool to mow your grass. You're not going to go to a doctor who's a fool. Or a banker who's a fool. There ain't going to be nobody in the bank working for long who's a fool. Neither a doctor. He won't make it long as a fool. Therefore, it gets harder and harder for them to, as their life goes on. The way of the transgressor is hard. And a fool is a transgressor of the law. And so his life gets harder and harder because he's pushed away from everybody. Don't be a fool. You know what they say? Well, they say that everybody's against me. You know, the other people will say, nobody understands them. No, it's you. You know, for the fool, we got to say to him, it's you. You're the problem, not everybody else. You won't do right. You won't listen. How could a fool have a job for long in any place where he's got to take instruction? Because he won't take instruction. So how's he going to work anywhere if he won't do what he's told? Because he won't listen to what he's told. So he's constantly on the move. They find it harder and harder to find a job, to find friends, to get along with people. Gets harder and harder the longer they live. At some point, you know, and all you got to do is go to jails. You can go to the nursing homes. You can go out here and look around and visit people and you'll find them alone. At some point, they realize what everybody else thinks about them and it becomes a bitter burden to bear. Oh, now, the end of a fool is not to be desired. He wouldn't listen to the counsel of others wiser than himself. He wouldn't listen to them. He wouldn't listen to wisdom itself in Proverbs 1, who called him in his conscience. Because Proverbs 1, I'm going to read a little bit of it here in a minute before we close, but that's what wisdom crieth out. Crieth. It's in your conscience. You know, you know better, but you won't listen to your own conscience if you're a fool. To the rod, won't listen to the rod. How many stripes did I read that verse 2 or 3 times already? 100 stripes. Still won't get it. That's a lot of stripes. You know, that's enough to kill a man. He still won't listen. When the hardships and troubles come over and over because of his foolishness, that's a rod. Pain, suffering, loss, grief. As a result of his foolishness, and it doesn't affect him at all. You know? It's like hitting your thumb with that big old hammer you got, man. You know? Bam! You know? Does that make a wise man a little more careful next time? It's like hitting it over and over and just being dumb. You know, what do you say about somebody that just keeps on mashing a thumb with a hammer? Well, something wrong. Well, he just got bad luck. No, there's more to it than that. Not paying attention. Every time I hurt myself, there, them pliers, I don't know how many times I've done that with them lineman pliers, see that? And every time, I really give myself a talking to because I wasn't paying attention. Because I'm thinking, you know, most of the time when I'm not in a hurry, I'm thinking, and I keep my finger out of the way of them. When they click shut, that's what happens. It gets pinched in the... I'm holding the wire and I cut it, you know, and it gets my hand. So I'm usually watching and paying attention. Every time that happens, I was distracted, not paying attention. Not paying attention. That's what happens when you do foolish things. And foolish things are when you're not thinking, not using your reason, not paying attention, not listening. So in the end, he's completely alone and completely forsaken. He's completely confused and can't find his way. This is the way a fool ends up. He's completely in the dark because wisdom eludes him because of his lifelong habit of not listening. All right, I'm going to read you in Proverbs chapter 1. Let's read. It's a little bit. I cut some of it out to try to not read it all, but it's too... It has to... We just have to say it. Wisdom crieth without, and she uttereth her voice in the streets. I've said this very... so often, but you know, I hear a lot of people preach this as this is God, and it's not God. It's wisdom speaking. Wisdom crieth without. She, God's not a she. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gate. In the city, she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning. And fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. And that spirit's a little S, by the way. Do you notice that? I will make known my words unto you, because I have called and you refused. I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have said it not, all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. See, this is what we've been talking about all evening. This is a fool. He will not listen. He will not hear. And then it says, I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. Now see, they paint God as laughing and mocking at somebody who's ended up this way. That ain't God. That ain't God. God doesn't do that. That's not God's spirit. That's nothing to show me how in the world that can be. You can reconcile that to God and His spirit and the fruit of the spirit. God in any way. It's wisdom. The guy wouldn't listen. Did you ever call yourself a fool because you didn't listen? I knew better. I heard it. I was taught better. Why didn't I listen? That's what it's saying here. When I will mock when your fear cometh, when your fear cometh as desolation, when your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, they would none of my counsel. Now the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. For they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. Just plain old truth of life as it is. When you know to do right and you don't do it, and then you got this mess on your hand, that's just exactly the thoughts of your mind. You feel like a fool because you have played the fool, because you wouldn't listen. Wisdom mocks at you. If only I had listened. Why didn't I do that I knew was right? The fool will not listen when God, when others, when wisdom, when hardships are speaking and calling out to him. So there's a point that he will not hear the voices anymore. When you won't listen, then it gets to the point where you just won't hear. If a person lives as a fool, he'll most likely die as a fool. You know, we talk about the prodigal, but and we rejoice because that prodigal son came home. But we got to realize that most of them who go out never come back. They don't come back. Could they? Yeah, but they don't. So it's the same way with the fool. Is there hope of a fool? There is some. You got to search for it in the Word of God to find the hope. But because there's a lot more about the fact that he's going to end up bad. And it's what I said. If a person lives as a fool, he's most likely going to die as a fool. Now, I'm almost done. Listen to me. The best hope of a fool is godly people in his life when he is a child. Proverbs 22, verse 15. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction driveth it far from him. Now, I don't know how in the world anybody can cut that out of their Bible and think they're going to make it with their children without listening to what the Lord says here. You don't reason with a two-year-old. No, you just don't. And you don't reason with them even older than that. Now but when they're little, that's the time when this works. A child. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. That's the best hope that a fool has. That's his best hope. If that don't happen, his hope diminishes very much of ever being delivered from his foolishness. This is one of the only verses in the Scripture that offer any hope for a fool. Foolishness has to be nipped in the bud before it grows and takes over the mind and heart of that young life. Foolishness. Remember what it is. Basically, most simply, not thinking. You ever say to your kids, think, son, think. Think. If you taught your kids to think. Use that noggin up here. Think. Don't be a numbskull. Don't just be, sit there and spinning your gears. Think. Think situations out. Think of the consequences. That's how you... How do you make them think? Well, you got to get their attention. When they're little, it don't take much to get their attention. You don't have to abuse a child or beat a child. It don't take much just to get their attention. Y'all understand that? Surely you do. We've raised kids for all these years, and I just know that when they're little, you can make them listen. But it's a battle, and it's a struggle, and it requires so much on it. You know why it doesn't happen? Because of lazy parents. That's why. Parents are lazy. That's why the children don't get the foolishness taken out of them, because it requires some effort. Oh, I love my children too much to spank them. No, you hate your children. That's what the Bible says. He that spareth the rod and spoil the child. The Bible don't say that. The Bible says he that spareth the rod hateth his son. Don't you tell me you love them too much to spank them, because you're directly contradicting what the Bible says. You're too lazy. You love yourself too much to spank them, because it hurts you more than it hurts them. Yeah. Too lazy to deprive them of things or discipline them in any way. It's discipline that takes the foolishness out of a child. Now, they're a child. They got to be a child. You got to let them be a child while they're a child. But if you don't get the foolishness out of them when they become a man, they're not going to put away childish things. then they'll be a fool. Because that's what a fool is, basically. He's a grown person that thinks and acts like a spoiled child. So, we can have hope for a fool because of the fact that foolishness is included with all the other sins that Jesus said defile a man. I noticed this today. And we know that there's forgiveness for all of these. Listen to this. Sermon on the Mount, Mark chapter 7. Here's what it is, not Sermon on the Mount. I thought it said Matthew, and that's why I said that. But Mark chapter 7, verse 20 through 23. And he said, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. Now listen to all of this. For from within, out of the heart of man, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride. What's the last one? Anybody know? Foolishness. Isn't that something? Foolishness listed with all of those sins. Can a man be forgiven for evil thoughts, adulteries, fornication, murder, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride? Can we be forgiven and delivered from that?
Yes.
Well, then we can be forgiven and delivered from foolishness too,
yes.
Then.
Yes.
There's not one sin in there, one thing in there that's out of bounds. No. It defiles a man, just like all the rest of those do. Foolishness defiles a man. And it comes out of your mouth, from your heart, out of your mouth. But as with all other sins, a person has to realize they are a fool and own it before God can do anything for them about it. Isn't that right about all the rest of those sins? We have to recognize we're guilty. And we have to own the fact that I'm a sinner. I'm guilty before God. You got to own the fact that you're a fool. Been a fool. Full of foolishness before God can do anything about it. Then they got to stop talking and start listening. And only then is there hope for the fool, whether he's young or old. One more verse. Proverbs 1:23. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Now that's wisdom talking in Proverbs chapter 1. And it says, if you'll just turn at my reproof, I'll pour out my spirit unto you, little s, and will make known my words unto you. It's a spiritual problem then, isn't it? Spirit of the mind. Remember how we've talked about the spirits and how they... That's what's going on in our mind. That's spiritual dialogue going on in there. Spirits are talking to you in your mind. And you're answering. There's a dialogue going on in there, isn't there? So a fool, if he will turn, he can be a wise man. I think some of us in here tonight are living proof of that. I can think of some of the things I've done in my life. I can think of some of the way I used to think. I'd have to tell you, I was a fool. But I don't think I am anymore. I'm listening. I started listening and started relearning. And the longer I live, the more I realize how little I know and how little I understand in the whole scheme of it all. Learned a lot. But the more I learn, the more I realize that there's so much more to learn. A lot of people top out in the 12th grade. you know, in learning. They're done learning, they think. Life's got some lessons for you. Don't be a fool. Father, thank you for the Word of God. Pray it be received. Pray it do some good in our hearts and minds and lives. Help us each one to examine ourselves, to watch ourselves, not allow any of this foolishness to have a hold in our life or mind or anywhere. And help us, Lord, with these young people and children, I pray that they would all grow up and be wise and not fools. Lord, deliver us from it. I know some fools. Lord, I know some that I care about, and I pray for them. Lord, please open their eyes, open their ears, shine a light into their soul that they can hear and be delivered from this foolishness, which is a sin and a defilement. Please go with us now and get us all home safely. Bless the rest of the week. Help us all, Lord, in the things we have to do, the places we have to go. Be the children, be with every family in here. Watch over each one. And Lord, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.